Welcome to the Whole You Podcast, where we believe you can grow your business and prioritize your family at the same time. I'm your host, Gina Shade, a mom of almost Irish twin boys who built two separate businesses from the ground up. I have 10 plus years of entrepreneurial experience, and while I love being my own boss, I've also found it has some challenges. Do these questions sound familiar? How do I create healthy boundaries around work and home life? How do I prioritize my family while still running a successful business? How do I get time back so I can do more of what I love? Join my guests and I as we explore these topics and more. Learn how to buck the hustle culture and find freedom, fulfillment, and joy in all aspects of your life. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Whole You Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about all things gratitude. I'm going to walk you through two different ways to practice gratitude that have really improved my life. I know this won't be the first time you've heard that having a gratitude practice is important, but I think the way I'll break it down will be new for you and will give you some tangible steps to move forward to incorporate a gratitude routine or practice into your own life. Before we jump into that, I just want to share that last episode I chatted with Tammy Weisweber, owner of Be Present Studio, about navigating business as a new mom. It was such a good conversation. And if you haven't had a chance to listen, I'd encourage you to do so. Tammy is one of the most vulnerable, open, and authentic women I know. I think you're really going to enjoy her perspective. Plus, if you're local to the Michiana area and have not tried group fitness classes at Be Present Studio, she is going to give you a week of free classes. You can email her at befit@bepresentstudio, that's B-F-I-T, at bepresentstudio to get started. So, why gratitude? Why are we going to have this conversation today? I want to start with a definition of gratitude pulled from Google. But gratitude is a positive emotion that involves being thankful and appreciative in all circumstances. Gratitude helps people feel more positive emotions, relish good experiences, improve their health, deal with adversity, and build strong relationships. The piece of the definition that sticks out to me the most is in all circumstances, because we know that it's much easier to be thankful and appreciative when things are going good versus when we're dealing with true hardship like illness or a loss of a loved one, or even when we're having an off day or our kids are driving us bananas. Plus, the human brain has something called a negative bias, which means that we have a tendency to give more importance to negative experiences than to positive or neutral experiences. So it's much easier to think or be negative than to think or be positive. For many people, it takes intention to have a positive outlook or live in a state of gratitude. That's why cultivating a gratitude practice is important and can be a game changer in your life. I will be vulnerable here for a moment and share that although you may think I'm a generally positive person, it doesn't necessarily come naturally to me. When faced with adversity, I tend to internally panic first before I can move forward with a more positive or confident outlook. I beat myself up quite a bit with negative chatter in my head too. I sometimes have the thoughts of feeling like I'm not measuring up, I'm not a good mom, or that I'm falling short at all the things. It can be hard to juggle all that life throws at us. I can easily get overwhelmed day to day with all of my responsibilities that come along with work, raising kids, being a wife, taking care of our home, managing the dog, and so on. And I have to be really careful because I can find myself complaining about these things when in reality, they're a blessing and I'm truly living in a life that I literally dreamed about having one day. And if you listen to episode 9, you'll remember that 15 years ago, I struggled with an eating disorder. I'm obviously not a therapist, but an eating disorder likely doesn't stem from self-love, more from a place of low self-esteem or self-dislike, which makes me sad to say, even though it was all those years ago. So you see, for me personally, it's been a long journey of working hard to find that state of daily gratitude and positivity. It still takes work each day. Some days it's easier than others, but I have found two different techniques, well, I should say two different gratitude techniques that have truly changed the game for me. I refer to them as my daily practice and my deep practice. One, the daily practice of gratitude is something that I try to do day to day, of course, as daily would suggest. And the deep practice is a more intense, deeper type of gratitude practice. And I'll get to that in a few minutes. But with the daily gratitude practice, I think the most important thing is to be consistent with it as best as possible for cultivating and maintaining a positive baseline day to day. And I like to think of this daily practice like working out. If you work out most days, you're going to have a stronger and more fit body than if you were to sporadically work out a few times a month. So what I like to recommend with a daily gratitude practice is getting a notebook or journal where you can log your daily recordings. If you must, you can use your computer or phone, but I think a spiritual connection to self happens when you return to the same notebook every day and you write with pen and paper. In your notebook, I want you to begin writing down three unique and specific things you're grateful for each day. The more unique and specific you get, the more you'll conjure up all the good feelings that come with a gratitude practice. For example, say you list my friends as one of your three gratitudes. Try to push yourself a step further and list what it is you love about your friends or a unique experience you had with them that brought you joy. Something like, I'm so thankful for my friends because I leave time with them feeling uplifted and energized. See how that feels just a little different than simply listing my friends? When I first started this daily practice, I found myself getting stuck wanting to write down the same few things each day. Now I try to think about the day before and pull three things I'm thankful for from that. It really helps keep my gratitude practice fresh and non-redundant. And this daily practice can be done any time of day, but building it in to either your morning routine, evening routine, or maybe even a lunch hour routine can be helpful in terms of creating the habit and actually doing it. James Clear, author of Atomic Habits, calls this habit stacking. Essentially, it's building a new habit into one you're doing already, which makes it easier to start and form a new habit. I personally like to do mine in the morning because I feel like it sets a good tone for my day, but I could also see it being a nice habit at the end of the day, giving you time to reflect, pause, and find thankfulness for your day. Sometime within the next few months, I am going to be releasing the Whole You Planner, which is designed for women who want to live a more spiritually integrated life, and there's going to be space each day for your three gratitudes. I will share more as it gets closer, but I just wanted to plant the seed for you. I have been pouring my heart into this and I think you're going to love it. So next up, let's talk about the deep gratitude practice. I was first exposed to this technique through Jessica Zweig's The Simply Be podcast. It's a concept of combing through every single moment of the day and finding a perspective of gratitude. I reserve this gratitude practice for the days I'm really feeling down or in a negative headspace. I don't know about you, but I can have days where I just spiral. From a 10-foot perspective, I know the things I'm spiraling about are not huge deals. And in the grand scheme of life, I know the things I'm spiraling about aren't a huge deal in the grand scheme of life, but they can drag me down in the minutiae of the day to day. You guys, I get in such a negative headspace sometimes. So let me give you an example of what a deep gratitude practice can sound like. And this is actually taken from my journal. This was from a day I found myself spiraling about what I consider silly things. You know, things like the kids were fighting, I felt behind on my work, I had a sense of overwhelm trying to get all the things done in the house. But with this sort of deep practice, you can so easily let go of the negative and zero in on all of the positive things about your day. And one little side note, I often write these deep practices down, but I've also gone through a checklist of deep gratitude in my head if I'm unable to get out my journal and write. This is literally something you can pause in the middle of your day and practice. So here we go. I woke up this morning. Many people do not have the chance. My husband, who I love, is next to me. I walk into my bathroom and my floor heaters are on. It feels so warming and good on my feet. My life is such that I am able to have running water, shelter, clothing, shoes, and the ability to care for my basic needs. I walk out into my kitchen and my coffee is already brewed. I love my morning coffee. It makes me happy every single day. I am able to have a few minutes to myself before my kids get up. This time to myself makes me feel grounded. My kids wake up and they're healthy. They run into my office to see me first thing in the AM. They love me and want time with me. They are crazy, happy 4 and 5 year old boys. I'm so thankful for the flexibility to work from home. Before kids, I dreamed of this life. I'm so glad I don't have to rush in the morning to be clocked into a job somewhere. I'm glad we can take our time and figure out what to do with our summer day. I take the kids to Beacon and feel so thankful I can afford to belong to a gym, that the gym has childcare I trust, and that the boys love going. I'm so thankful I have good friends who belong to the same gym, and I have the physical ability to exercise. Many don't have that choice. I pick up the kids from childcare, and they're so excited to show me the pictures they drew. I love that. I remember being so excited to show my mom the things I created. Actually, I still feel that way. On that point, I'm so thankful that my mom and dad are alive and healthy. We run errands next, and I love having the windows down and feeling the wind go through my hair. Nico Moon Pandora Radio is on, and his music makes my soul come alive. We get home from our errands, and again, I'm feeling thankful for flexibility. I lay my kids down for a nap, and I'm so thankful they still nap, because I do well when I have an hour or two to myself during a summer day to work or regroup in the afternoon. I love being a beauty counter consultant. I check in with my clients during nap time, and having a job where I can make other women feel good in their skin is so life-giving. I close my computer to prep for dinner. I'm thankful to have the ability to purchase the food of my choice. I love being able to cook from home and serve my family a homemade dinner. It makes me feel so good. The kids are up and we go play outside. It's naturally hard for me to play, but when I do, I feel so light and free. My husband gets home from his day. I feel thankful he has a job he likes and he does well at. He feels a deep desire to provide for our family and he works so hard. The kids beg us to sleep in our room. We say yes. I know that in a few short years, mom and dad won't be cool, so I try to soak up all these little moments of innocence. They make beds on our floor and they sleep better than normal, likely because they feel safe in our room. I have my evening skincare routine, which feels like a moment of luxury to me, and I put on my favorite pajama pants that are literally 8 years old but are so completely worn and comfortable that they're my faves. I crawl into my cozy bed and read my book for a few minutes. I kiss my husband goodnight. All is well with my day. So this is my day and mine alone. Yours is going to be much different. We're all in different seasons of life with different struggles, but I truly believe if you look hard enough, you can find things to be grateful for every single day and in every single circumstance. And do you see how this sort of deep gratitude gets you out of your own head and so quickly puts your heart into a place of joy and thankfulness? I just love, love, love this deep practice, and it is truly the quickest thing to break the spiral for me. And even just going back and rereading this makes my heart feel peace, content, and joy. So I want you to consider this sort of daily practice and the deep practice tools in your tool belt, and I hope that you found them helpful. If you have been inspired by this episode or you're planning to start a gratitude practice, I would love for you to connect with me on Instagram and let me know. You can find me at Gina Shade. So my final little pieces of advice when it comes to starting a gratitude practice would be to just start. There is literally no better time than the present to get started with this. And two, to let go of perfection. You don't have to word things perfectly. It's truly just for your eyes and heart only. And then lastly, focus on consistency. This is letting go of that all or nothing mindset and just focusing on doing your practice most days of the week. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day and I will chat with you soon.
As always, thank you for tuning into today's episode. I'm so glad you were here. See you next time. Quick question before you go. Have you been in a rut with your skincare routine? I'm offering podcast listeners a complimentary discovery session where we'll talk through your skin type, concerns, and a list of potential great fit clean beauty products. As a certified health coach and a mom, when it comes to my skincare and makeup routine, I not only seek out safer products, but ones that actually work. That's why I love Beauty Counter. Simply use the link in the episode's description to book your complimentary consult today.